is Connect a Nation, an award-winning podcast focused on all things broadband. From closing the digital divide to improving your internet speeds, we talk technology topics that impact all of us, our families, and our communities. The broadband space has traditionally been a male-dominated industry, but that's changing, and more women are filling positions in the industry at all levels, from the C-suite to entry. On today's podcast, I take you inside the 2023 Calix Connections Conference to talk with some of those women about why they're drawn to the broadband industry and what they want all of us to know. I'm Jessica Denson, and this is Connected Nation. I am standing in the middle of the Wynn Conference Center in Las Vegas for the Connections Conference, sponsored by, well, set up by Calix. And part of that series is Women in Telecom. It's a whole series that's devoted to women that are working in this in the telecom industry. And I am standing with Riley Bryan. Did I say your name correct?
Yes.
And tell our audience who you work with and your role.
So I work for Centric Fiber. We're a fiber internet company based out of Houston, Texas, and we have a joint trench with our gas co-op, who's been in the industry for about 30 years now. So we're a fairly new startup company as of 2020, but we have seen incredible growth. I think our first year operating in about June of 2021, we had about 400 customers, and now we have surpassed 8,000 customers. So we're experiencing tremendous growth. And so I work alongside the customer experience team, trying to ensure that the customers have an elevated experience and try to set us apart from like our industry leaders like AT&T, Comcast, Suddenlink, etc. So I'm excited to be here at Connections this year. Calix has been an incredible partner for our company, and they've really helped us streamline our processes and our growth. And so they help us a lot in every aspect.
So do you think that you're seeing some of that growth as a result of the pandemic? We've often talked with journalists before and after the pandemic. Before, they didn't really understand, thought that it was kind of a privilege to have access. But now people see it in all parts of their lives, don't you think?
Absolutely. What we have learned is that internet is now a necessity in our life. And it's no longer an amenity, if you will. It's more of a necessity. So we have to have it in order to run our homes and our lives. And, of course, the pandemic helped contribute to a lot of that with the working from home and the schooling from home as well. And so that's what we've experienced in our company as well.
A lot more men work in telecom. So how important is it to bring women together and to encourage them to be part of the industry in something like this?
So this experience has changed my life. As you said, it's a very male-dominated industry. And so a lot of the times I find myself in a room full of men, and as a woman, they just look at me differently. They don't value my opinion as much. It's almost like I have to be direct and outspoken with the men that I work with. So for me, this has been revolutionizing my experience, and it's given me the confidence I need just to know that I'm not the only girl or woman experiencing some of the things that I go through. And so, for example, last year at Connections, the keynote speaker was Brittany, and I forgot her last name. She was incredible, and I just felt like she was talking to me personally, on a personal level. Everything that she's experienced and dealt with, and a lot of these other women, too, have been able to voice things that they go through, and it basically just makes you feel like you're not the only person there. You're not the only woman experiencing all of these hurdles that we tend to have to go through.
So what advice would you give another woman who is interested in being part of the telecom industry? There's obviously lots of different kinds of roles women can hold, correct?
Absolutely. I would say go for it. If their opportunity is available, then take it for full force. The telecom industry is always growing, always changing. It's opened up many doors for myself. I've grown so much as a person just since our company started in 2020. And I would say that this has been the most rewarding of my career.
So. All right. Is there anything you would like to add or something that you would like to let people know about your company or just the telecom industry in general?
Yeah, I would say that we are always growing, and we are trying to change the industry standards as far as, the different internet providers and the experience that they provide to their customers. So Centric Fiber is fully focused on providing like a white glove experience and transforming the way customers think about their internet company. We're trying to be part of their family, not necessarily just their provider,
That is something you see with smaller internet providers, smaller than AT&T or T-Mobile necessarily, who have a huge footprint. When you have a smaller company, you kind of know your neighbors, right? You know the people you're serving.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what Calix focuses on. They focus on working with the smaller providers, and they really help like pinpoint certain factors that can really transform the whole customer experience. And so I think as a smaller provider, it is important to know your customers and for the customers to know you and advocate for you, because it's really going to make or break you, really.
All right. Thank you so much, Riley. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's an honor.
My name is Sonia Whalen. I'm with Ogallala Lakota Telecommunications, LLC, out of Pine Ridge, South Dakota. That's on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. We are in the process of building a broadband company from the ground up right now for everybody on the reservation. So I'm brand new to everything, and I'm here at the Calix Conference.
So how long has it been? A few years, or is this literally just now you guys are starting this work?
I think it's been in the works for maybe about a year or two before I came on. I just started. I haven't been there for 6 months yet, but everything's underway, so it's in the process.
So tell us a little bit about your tribal nation and what is important for people to understand.
Well, we, the people where I'm from, don't have, a lot of them live in very rural areas and don't have access to internet. And so, we are trying to get them access, and there's a lot of different, obstacles that we have to go around. There's an ILEC there right now that is, that does provide service for some of the people there, but it seems to be it's not affordable for a lot of the people there. So
a lot of tribal nations right now are really trying to own and operate their own system, and which makes sense because you know your people, you understand the area. Help me, and I understand what you're saying about the setting, but what about the tribe itself? Tell me what is important to you.
Well, we've lived in the Great Plains area for generations. They're very, very spiritual people, very culturally oriented. They like to... are very, very family oriented.
Did you grow up there?
Yeah, I did.
And do you have a lot of family there, or I've never been to South Dakota. What is it like there? Is it a beautiful country, part of the country that you live in, or how would you describe it?
We live in it's a plains area, and it's not too far from the Black Hills area, which is really beautiful. It kind of looks like a little mountainous area with a lot of trees. That's where Mount Rushmore is and Crazy Horse Monument. The Pine Ridge Reservation is about an hour and a half away from the Black Hills. It's flat with the, prairies. So, and the communities there are kind of widespread in a very rural area.
So being a woman who's also Native American, how you don't really see a lot of women and a lot of Native Americans in this type of setting or in the broadband space. So how important is it for that to be represented more?
I think it's really important and to encourage to go back home and to encourage the younger generation to get involved and to be more interested in things like IT and things like broadband, and that way they could come here to these kind of conventions just be a face for our people back home.
I think before the pandemic, there really wasn't an understanding of how important it is to have broadband in your life and to have either
access to the resources and vice versa for people to have access to learning about your culture. Do you find that's especially significant for reservations?
Yes, I do. I think that that it's very important that people have access to internet, so that way, and the young people, and so that way they could do their schoolwork, the elderly, they could do their telehealth, and it's just a basic necessity that everybody needs.
So in your role with the company, explain what do you do with them?
I am the customer service representative, so I'm here at the Kellex conference learning everything I can to see what Kellex has to offer for customer service. So that's what I do.
Is there anything that you hope you get to take away from this or that you've already learned? I know it's just day one so far.
Well, right now I'm just busy trying to get from session to session. It's kind of it's a hard job going up and down these stairs, but I'm pretty sure that within the next couple of days I will have a better understanding of Kellex and a better understanding of customer service.
Yeah, just for the benefit of the audience, we're in this massive, isn't it, Sonia? This massive resort that it takes like 10 minutes, 15 minutes just to get to one of the meeting rooms. Well, Sonia, I really appreciate you taking your time and talking with me today.
Okay, thank you.
I am standing with two women who are obviously leaders in their field, Tanya Belk and Jackie Haper. Am I saying that correctly? Yeah. both work with Highline, who they're a provider. I want to say small provider, but you actually are in many states, right, Tanya?
Yes.
So tell me, Tanya, a little bit about your company and what you do there.
We're an internet broadband provider. We also serve phone and a little bit of video. We're in Georgia, Michigan, Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska. And Texas, yeah, totally forgot Texas. That would have been bad. I'm the chief support officer there.
I'm a Texan, so I'm glad you brought that up, that it was Texas.
Livingston out there, yeah.
Livingston. What did you say again?
Livingston, Texas. So
it's Livingston, Texas. And I kind of roped in Jackie. It's kind of a surprise to her. She thought she was just going to listen in. So Jackie, tell me what your role is with the company.
I am the director of data services, so I do the data analytics for Highline.
And obviously, in this type of industry, I say obviously, but if you've been in one of these conferences, it is primarily men, probably 85% men. You don't see a lot of women. So that's why I approached you both. Tell me a little bit about what drew you to the telecom industry and how important you think it is for women to come to these types of things.
Well, I've been in it for 30 years, so I had a very good mentor that kind of wrote me into it 30 years ago, and I think it's a great industry. It's growing. You have a lot of opportunity to learn. Technology changes like daily. So I think if you just are one of those people that's driven by change, this is the place to be.
30 years. So you really were in it long ago when there was very few women, I would say.
Yeah. Right out of college. Yeah. So
right out of college. So what brought you to it then? It was just that you knew the right person or?
I went to a job fair and they actually recruited me into a little municipality, and just from there I met the guy that owns our company, and I just been with him ever since.
So. That's awesome. And Jackie, how did you end up with Highline?
I ended up with Highline because Tanya and I have worked together for 20 plus years, so over time as she moved places, I've just kind of followed along the path.
You followed her along. Is she a good mentor? She's standing right here.
Yes, so. Awesome mentor. Yes, absolutely.
why did you decide to come to this conference? Why is this conference even important for the industry?
So we use Kellex in our all across our market. You know, for our GigaSpires and their smart app. You know, for managing your household. So we've just been, there's been a vendor of ours for years. So very interested in kind of just seeing some of the new stuff. There was a lot of great sessions we wanted to attend. Obviously, Women in Technology, we're super excited about listening to that one today. So,
yeah, I've heard it's going to be really good. I talked to some of the employees earlier. They're like, this is one you don't want to miss. Director of Data Services, explain a little bit more what that is and what you mean when you say that.
So we're responsible for all of the reporting in our company, producing dashboards and analytics to the business. And so that is critical. You know, everything that we do the company has no insight into that without some sort of report to follow it up. So,
sort of like GIS or geospatial services kind of thing?
We have that, but no, I mean, we're talking like operational reporting, you know, metrics on how we're doing as far as our sales goes, our connects, disconnects, just anything.
I understand. So there's so much money out there right now for broadband, $65 billion, and I'm sure that's brought up new companies, people who don't know anything about broadband, being as you've been in it for 30 years. What are you really seeing? Are you excited about this time? How is your company, how do you think the direction of the company is going? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful when the government realizes you can't afford to go build in really rural areas. So they're willing to subsidize that, and it allows you to go serve those customers that are having to drive into town for their kids to do homework, or, you know, streaming TV is just out of the question. So, you know, we've get a lot of the funds. We've got CAF and RDOF Plus. We're going to be doing the BEAD as well. So, I mean, it's like getting free money to go serve customers. But it's not easy. I mean, there's very stiff requirements, and it's, you know, this is not an easy business to go build fiber.
No, people don't realize it can be very cost prohibitive. So you need some help in these places, especially for small providers, right? And I know you're not. You said multiple states. So are there different regulations that you have to contend with each state as well as the federal? How do you navigate that?
So you, with a lot of help from people that, you know, specialize in it, you know, every different fund has different requirements of you. So, and every state's requirement is different. So we have a whole department that's what they focus on, is making sure when we apply that we cover all of the governances that we have to do, and reporting back, which is where Jackie comes in. There's a ton of analytics back to them to say, this is what I committed to, and did I meet my commitment? If not, they start taking money back, right?
So, I mean, that's a hefty challenge, right? How do you approach it with your team?
I mean, we just we work, you know, closely with our vendor, and so I mean, it's just
you do what you have to do.
Do what you have to do. That's right.
All right. So, any
and, you know, building out and keeping up with the passings, the homes that you go by, and giving the data to her so she can report off of it. So you're really heavily dependent on your construction vendors as well to give you good quality data. So.
It strikes me, and I have heard from some smaller providers sometimes, that there's so much you have to go through to get any help. Is that sometimes part of the difficult side of it?
Definitely. I mean, you have to have people that keep up with everything about those funds and every regulation and every rule. I mean, some of them you have to say, I'll at least provide you this speed, and if you don't, then you don't qualify for the fund. So, again, it's very rules. So sometimes you're driving 5 miles between homes. So you can imagine the cost to build between that to get revenue for one customer.
Any final thoughts that you'd like to share for women in telecom? Start with you, Tanya.
Yeah, I think, again, if you're up for a challenge every day of your life, that things change, technology changes, and that kind of drives you, it's a great place to be. I mean, that's what keeps me here. I mean, no day is Tuesday. You know, that every day is Tuesday is not true in this industry. And there's a lot of great, wonderful women in it that you'll meet. There's tons of great guys, too. So they really, I've never felt unwelcomed because I was a female. So I just think it's a great place to be.
I kind of feel like you probably feel welcome everywhere you go, right, Tanya? You're pretty welcoming. And you, Jackie, any final thoughts?
No, I echo what Tanya said. I think it's an exciting field. It's, like she said, it's ever-changing. There's so many different roles that you can take on in this industry, and so it's wide open if people just want to dig in and learn.
All right. Thank you, ladies. It's Tanya and Jackie with Highline.
Thank you.
I will be talking with people here and bring you some more interesting topics throughout the week. I'm Jessica Denson, and this is Connected Nation. If you like our show and want to know more about us, head to connectednation.org, or you can catch our podcast on all major platforms.